technology industry has an unrivaled speed when it comes to change and innovation. Typically, businesses need a product refresh every 3 years, and migration deployment can take somewhere between 18 and 32 months from business case to full deployment. On April 8th, 2014, short period from now, Microsoft will discontinue all Windows XP support. Hot fixes. Updates and patches for XP will no longer be available, and new hardware chipsets will not support XP. There are unique aspects of Windows XP's end of life that makes it an important transition period and a key time to refresh your PCs. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you, and on this episode of Connection Point, fortunate to have Rodney Holder on board. Rodney is a Lenovo ambassador focused on providing education around Lenovo's strategy, product offerings, and competitive differentiation. Rodney is here with us today to discuss Windows XP end of support, the impact to your business it could have, and how Lenovo and PC Connection can help you with your migration and deployment strategies. And as always, Rodney, appreciate you being on Connection Point with us.
Always a pleasure to be here.
End of support. We're rushing towards that April date in 2014. April the 8th, I believe, if I have my numbers correct. Define for our listeners what end of support really means here for XP.
An unsupported version of Windows will no longer receive those life-saving, if you will, software updates from Windows Update. These include security updates that can help protect your PC from harmful viruses, spyware, and other malicious software, which can steal your personal information. Windows Update also installs the latest software updates to improve the reliability of your Windows, new drivers for your hardware, and more.
And so, you know, as a business owner, end of life comes. If I'm still running an XP machine, that can have a major impact on my business. I'm going to be opening myself up potentially to some security exploits.
Since there won't be any scheduled security patches from next April, any company that's running on Windows XP, they all face the risk of being targeted by hacking attacks. SMBs are often, as we know, targeted because they lack sufficient protection, and cyber criminals sometimes use them as a stepping stone for larger targets.
Absolutely. We've seen before kind of attack the small guys, get your attacks perfected, and then move up towards those bigger targets here. Sounds like definitely could be a big issue for companies. Again, those that don't kind of move forward. Whenever we talk about potential, you know, changes to companies' existing device infrastructure, either maintaining existing PCs or refreshing a fleet of devices, cost always comes into play. I've been talking to a lot of teams about the change here. People are worried about the cost. Are there any hidden costs to staying on Windows XP after the end of that support date?
There sure are. I mean, staying on Windows XP after the end of support means paying for things like virtualizing the entire OS to remain compliant with the Microsoft end-user license agreement, also running XP or in a sandbox environment, if you will, mobile device management, and it just simply increased IT support.
What about the folks out there, Rodney? They're listening to us. They're saying, hey, I am a business. I am in need of updating Windows XP devices. I need to kind of stay current, move forward. What can Lenovo do to help me?
Well, Windows 8 touch-enabled devices help businesses stay up to date with the latest technology, keeps costs down, and plan for the future. These machines are efficient for power users with an improved task manager, more powerful file explorer with ribbon user interface, and multi-monitor improvement. They also come packed with new features such as storage spaces and file history with built-in auto backup. My suggestion would be go for the traditional Windows 7 style interface for content creation and then switch to the fast, fluid, more flexible Windows 8 touch-enabled tile interface for sales presentations, social engagement, gaming, and other content consumption activities. Well, in addition, as bring your own device continues to gain momentum in the market, it also adds challenges and complexity to your network. I mean, a mobile device management support solution for iOS and Android costs on average $20 per device per month. This adds up to potentially $250 a year per device just to get the native functionality of a standard Windows 8 touch-enabled device. In comparison, Windows 8 is a more cost-effective option.
Hey, Rodney, as always, appreciate the insights there, my friend. And again, I think what we're hearing here, customers that are still on Windows XP systems, definitely they're facing end of support April 8th, 2014. You've got potential security issues that could come along with that. There's some potential hidden costs as well. So definitely warranting, you know, the time now to evaluate moving a Windows XP fleet to new Lenovo Windows 8 PCs. And folks, if you are considering such a PC refresh, then consider this. While the initial deployment does, again, as we said earlier, adds cost to your IT budget, a PC refresh ultimately can lower support and maintenance demands, not to mention adding productivity and security benefits. If you are interested in learning more about Lenovo Windows 8 PCs and how PC Connection Services can help you with your next system refresh and deployment, visit pcconnection.com/services, or you are invited to call 1-800-800-0014 to get more information. You can also email us. We'll check the inbox at connect@pcconnection.com to look for your note. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.